This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Well, it sure is BG Day. As we honor the great Brandon Graham today, you can be a part of it by weighing in at 215-592-9494. Your memories of BG the player and BG the person. And of course, we're giving away those Metallica tickets. We're looking for a great five, notable five. Doesn't have to be a great one, notable five. Obviously, Jackson 5 already said big answer. Speaking of answers, you'll get answers later today from a lot of notable guests. They include Ray Dittinger at 7:35, Mike Quick at 8:25, Jason Kelce, 9 o'clock in studio with us to honor Brandon. 9:15, Jeffrey Lurie will be on WIP for the first time in 31 years to honor BG. We look forward to talking to the Eagles owner, Jeffrey Lurie, coming up around 9:15. And then at 9:30, BG in studio with us. It's going to be quite a day. Let's also tell you the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox. From Armin Chevrolet, together let's drive, visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question, do you remember that BG's first uniform number with the Eagles was 54? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. And by the way, you're not eligible to say yes, you remember it, if you heard us say it last hour. Right? Okay. That don't count. BG 54. I had no memory of that, truly, until a few days ago when I saw that. All right. We spoke to Andy Reid last week. Covered a lot of ground with Big Red, who was Brandon's coach when he was uniform number 54 for the Eagles. We talked to Andy about BG and more. Let's play the portion. It's about 5 or 6 minutes here of Andy on BG, one of his draft picks, obviously, from near the end of his tenure. Here's Andy with us last week.
It's so cool to talk about Brandon with you today, Coach.
Yeah, let's do that, Andy. So, BG, you brought him to town 15 years ago, and we'll kind of go through a few elements of it. Let's just start with the pre-draft evaluation of Brandon. What do you remember all those years ago when you were scouting Michigan's Brandon Graham? What enticed you to select him?
Yeah, first of all, I love Michigan players, and he was one of them, as was John at one time. So this guy was extremely quick, extremely strong, a great kid, and was just somebody in a position of need at that time. And for him to come in and do the things that he's done has just been spectacular. To play this long at that grunt position, man, that's a tough, tough position to play, and to do it for all these years is something. Everybody, you know, he had this thing, his arms were too short, or he wasn't tall enough or long enough, you know, whatever the terms are that we all put on players and destroy great ones, you know, with. So he didn't have the longest arms. He wasn't the tallest or longest guy, but he played with a big heart and played every snap. You're going to get an honest down from him. He has great athletic ability.
Coach, how rare is Brandon Graham's enthusiasm? I mean, that energy that he brought every day, how often do you see that in a guy?
No, you love that. And it was that way when he was young, and he carried that through when he was old. And sometimes guys kind of lose that stinger there as they age up, but he never lost that. And I was lucky enough to play against him or have our team play against them the last couple Super Bowls here. And what a great, you know, he still had that energy. And I, at the Super Bowls, you get to see the guys. You have different events that you have to go to as teams, and you're there together. And just to see him, and, you know, he about broke my ribs with a big hug. So he's just, yeah. If you can get me off the ground with a hug, you've done good. And he did that. So
he's got, he can dig deep like that. That is something.
Yeah.
But you're slender now. I mean, we all see that. So that is interesting. When you talk about preparing for playing against Brandon, you're one of the greatest coaches to ever coach the game. What extra stuff do you sprinkle on top when you're coaching a Kansas City offensive lineman to prepare to block Brandon Graham, having drafted and coached him for those 3 years?
Yeah, first of all, you got to know where he's at, and then wherever he's at, you got to make sure you have that extra guy there, whether it's an offensive lineman working to him, an extra offensive lineman working to him, or a back chipping him, or a tight end chipping him. But you got to know where he's at all times, and you got to do it for four quarters.
Yeah.
You know, Andy, one of the things that, and you know, was such a talking point when you brought him in 15 years ago was the fan base expected Earl Thomas, when you moved up, that was going to be an Earl Thomas pick. There was also a safety need at that point, and it ultimately worked out great. By the way, worked out good for Seattle, worked out great for the Eagles. Eagles won two titles. We've always wondered, how close did you come to selecting Earl Thomas? Do you remember? Was it between those two? Because we thought you were going to take Earl. You took BG. How close was that one?
Yeah, Earl was in the picture for sure. We kind of had our eyes set on Brandon. He had a great Senior Bowl, as I recall. And we needed a defensive lineman.
Yeah.
We had gotten spoiled with Hugh Douglas, and you know, we felt like we needed another guy and to fill in there, and Brandon was able to do that for us.
Andy, what did you notice? Because you coached him during the years, he was really struggling. I mean, he got off to a tough start. What did you notice with how he dealt with the struggles? Because he turned into an all-time Eagle. I mean, the Eagles maybe they might retire his number. I mean, he's a legendary Eagle, but you got him when he was struggling. There were some injuries. How did you sense he dealt with all that?
Yeah, he fought himself. He had this this young enthusiastic makeup with him, but the love of the game and his desire to be great and all those things, when he came up against a stiff competition that he had and wasn't used to, you know, and you might play against one of these offensive linemen in a year in the at the college level. Now you come in and you're a high pick here, and you've got to come in and try to win every play, and if you don't, then you're going to have that media come down on you, and it's a tough deal. So I didn't think he handled that great when he was young, but he worked through it, and he fought him. He was fighting himself there, and so that conflict ended up making him even stronger. And as he went on through the, you know, through his career, but he overcame it. A lot of guys don't. They just collapse, fall apart, and they're done with the NFL.
Yeah.
There's a certain stigma that comes with being a high draft pick and expectation level, and sometimes it's not reasonable.
Andy, final thing here. You know, we're going to play this audio for Brandon on Monday when he's with us in studio, but if you could just, you know, whatever you've got from your heart, a message to Brandon to honor him. We're going to play this audio directly for him on Monday upon his retirement. What would you say to BJ?
Yeah, no, listen, I mean, I love Brandon Graham. He is one of the all-time greats for the Eagles. And not only was he a great player, but he's a great person. I call him a kid, but I mean, he's past the kid stage now. So he's just a great person. And that part and his work ethic are going to carry him through the second half of his life and career and our new career. And so, but listen, Brandon Graham's, he's a great one. Love him.
Andy, we wish you the best.
Coach. You are an unbelievable person, too. And we love you and respect you a lot.
I appreciate you. Love you, my man.
Andy,
keep it rolling.
Stay Thanks. Well, Andy. Our best to you, and maybe a trilogy next year in February. So absolute best of luck to you. Thanks for all you did for the Eagles and Philadelphia sports, and we look forward to catching up with you down the road. Thanks, Andy.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
That was Andy Reid with us on Thursday. That was really cool. You know what I liked at the very end, John, when he said to you, keep it rolling? It was a quick, like, 1 to 2 seconds of a coach being a coach.
I love that.
That was a message directly to you. Proud of you, and he wants to see you keep going.
I appreciated that also.
Yeah.
And I felt that at the time. I mean, that is something that he would say when you catch a ball and you'd run down, 50 yards to the other end of the field as you're turning around to run back to the huddle. Keep it rolling.
Sure. It always strikes me that coaches and teachers are in many ways cut from the same cloth. And even when you meet a teacher that you had 30 years ago, there's a message that they will often impart to you.
Sure.
And anyway, it struck me.
You were teachers, Joe?
Well,
some of them.
Some of them.
Heard stories.
Some of them. Well, it sure is BG Day. Welcome to 5-5 on WIP in honor of number 55, the great Brandon Graham, of course, retired a couple weeks ago. And we paid tribute to him today. He's going to be in studio today. I got to tell you something, guys. If there has ever been a day, and I say this from time to time, I tell you, check out our show on YouTube. I tell you, hey, make sure if you miss a part, you go back on the Odyssey app. Like, this is the day. If you are driving to work right now and are going to miss the 9 o'clock hour, and I know some of you listening right now won't be able to listen live. James, some people have bosses that are jerks and forced them to attend that meeting, right?
Not us.
Not us. But here's the deal. 9 o'clock hour alone, like, if you have to miss it live, go back and watch it later today on YouTube or listen on the Odyssey app. Because in the 9 o'clock hour, Jason Kelce, live in studio for the whole hour. Jeffrey Lurie, around 9:15, calling into the show. Brandon Graham, around 9:30, for the remainder of the hour. It's going to be unbelievable. So make sure the Odyssey app, you know how to get to it. And obviously YouTube, our show on YouTube, where you can see all this great action if you don't get to see it live. All right, back to the phones in 1 minute. 1 minute as you pay tribute today, we all do, to the great Brandon Graham. You can at 215-592-9494. Hey, let me tell you this. Mother's Day is coming up. It's coming up soon now. It's almost upon us. And whether you're shopping for your mom, your wife, your daughter, whomever it may be, your grandmother, whoever it may be, Family and Company Jewelers is the place to go. No one comes close to their selection, their prices, and, of course, their service. I've been to their showroom many times. It is an amazing place, an extravaganza of jewelry. They really do an incredible job at Family and Company Jewelers. Junior and the entire squad, awesome people, awesome selection, huge selection of gifts that you can purchase for Mother's Day, of course, at every price point. So make sure you show your mom, your grandmom, your wife, your girlfriend, whoever it might be, show her the love by getting her a gift that she will love. A gift from Family and Company Jewelers. They are, as always, South Jersey's diamond destination. 215-592-9494. Let's pay tribute to BG. That's what Mike in Northeast Philly is doing. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Brandon Graham. I just got this to say. I think they need to really statuize him and that famous hit on Brady in the Super Bowl. And replace it with that Doug Peterson, Nick Foles, talking about the Philly cheesesteak player.
Well, you went to Foles and Peterson out? You don't replace, you add.
That's what I meant to say.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
It seems like he was mocking the Peterson Foles thing.
Wait, William Penn out on the top of City Hall? You're going to remove Ben Franklin also if there's a statue of him? I don't know.
But the picture of Brady's look on his face, like that. Oswald being shot,
This call just keeps getting better.
You know what I mean? And the statue of that.
Are you saying Brandon Graham Jack Rubied him? Like, bang! Take that, Oswald! Like, bang! Take that, Brady!
What's that famous picture on the front page, in the newspaper?
I know.
They should have, instead of a wall of fame, also maybe a wall of passion. You know what I mean? For guys like, Dawkins and Graham and Seth Joyner.
Sure.
you know, them kind of guys that, you know.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Orders that play with passion.
Andre, you know, Waters.
The wall of passion.
Yeah. Yeah. Wall of passion.
John, you could be on the wall of passion.
I mean.
You brought the heat, man. You brought the heat.
I'd love to be.
Hey, Mike, give me a big answer for a notable five. You can win Metallica tickets.
That'd be cool. The first thing that came to my mind was Five Below, the store.
Okay, Five Below.
Not bad.
All right, not bad. I'll tell you what I think
I like
is.
Five Below a lot.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what I think is better.
Fun store.
It's okay. It's decent. Better is this Philly starting rotation. Now, it didn't look as much yesterday, obviously, with the, you know, the Ranger insertion.
Philly starting rotation is better than Five Below.
Yeah. This five man's really good.
Well, hold on. Our starting rotation is part of the, fifth highest payroll in all of baseball.
Yeah.
It better be better than Five Below.
For real.
Five Below is $5 and below.
I'm well aware. This rotation's going to get the Phillies to the playoffs, I think. I think so too. So they went
but
2 or 3.
Sometimes it's easy to lose track of that. We just won 3 series in a row. It doesn't really feel that way because of the way it looked at the end of that third game Bryce was doing the face thing again.
Yeah, and
the body thing.
And ultimately, obviously, just not a well pitched game and not a good defensive game by the Phils. Trey Turner's defense in the 10th inning. I mean, it's like,
it wasn't just the 10th, Joe. I feel like he's getting considerably worse. It's compounding. These defensive miscues are, leading to more in the future.
No, it's gotten worse.
Yes.
Now, to be fair, Stott,
so how long do we put up with this?
Don't look at me. Look at them. I'm serious. I mean, how long? At least the remainder of this year. That's the answer.
Why is that always the answer?
Because it's what it is for the rest of this year. Because it's what it is.
What if this team could be better?
They could be, John.
Configured if you move him to the outfield.
They choose not to.
Correct.
They choose not to.
Wow.
Period. End of story.
I just find it so. At this point,
it's frustrating.
When it continues to get worse and it continues to look like, hey, by the way, we know he's fast. We know he can run. I do think with adequate reps, he could actually judge those fly balls.
I'd like to think so, too. All right, so look, you can weigh in on the Phils from the weekend. Obviously, there was a lot going on. Most of it was positive. Nola was one of the big pluses of the weekend. Obviously, pitched a great game on Saturday. Phils win 2 of 3, and it's good to see the Phils beat the Diamondbacks, a team they could be battling with for the wild card spot. Right now, the Phils are up, a little bit up in a wild card spot, but obviously in a battle with the Mets and a whole bunch of teams as well when it comes to the wild card. So 215-592-9494. You know, this segment, we're gonna walk you through some of the great Brandon Graham moments through the years with some audio that will really tell the story of BG here in Philadelphia. Let's get to Fran right now in Wynwood on BG Day. Good morning, Fran.
Hi. How you doing?
Good, sir.
I'm an 85-year-old great-grandmom who has been listening to WIP from Ken Garland days.
Wow, how about that?
I want to tell you a beautiful story about, I might start crying. I went to a function where he was the guest speaker, and my grandson at the time was battling cancer, 35-year-old grandson. So I said to Brandon, I held his hand, I said, would you pray for my grandson? He's having surgery on Tuesday for cancer. He said, we're praying right now. Now, this is in front of about 60, 70 people at this function. So he bent his head, he bowed his head, and he started praying. He said, Heavenly Father, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it. So he hugged me, and he said, Kyle, my grandson's name is Kyle. He said he's going to be fine. And my grandson, thank God, got through the surgery, and he is going to be fine. But, I mean, who does that? He didn't even know me from Adam, you know?
He's such a special person, Fran. And those of us that have met him, that includes, you know, me, John, James, and Rhea, includes you, includes many thousands. But let's be real. Brandon Graham can't possibly meet all the millions that are a fan of him. As I said earlier, and you know this, Fran, the guy that you think he is before you meet him is who he is.
He's that guy. Thinking of it. Yeah. He was just amazing. And I went to the parade with my son. I mean, I'm a real avid Eagles fan. And I love Brandon Graham. I always have. So
such a good call, Fran, and a very special story that you shared. We appreciate that. Give us, in honor of Brandon Graham, give us a notable five.
Oh, have a great one. Chanel No. 5, the perfume, was released on May 5th, 1921.
No way.
Wow.
And that's how it got its name.
Okay. I like it. Fran, good call, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank
you, buddy.
What a call. Fran, that's my favorite perfume.
It's a good answer.
Chanel No. 5.
Yeah, it's a good one. I didn't even think of that one.
That's good.
But I love
real
that
good
perfume.
All right, I'll give you good. I'll give you something real good. A great story from Howie Roseman. Let's go back to when Howie was on with Spike, Ike, and Jack late last week, and he told a very cool story about when Brandon was, because he was in the throes of struggle early in his career. If you remember, it really took like 4 years for BG to turn the corner, and in the second year, things really were bad. Listen to Howie Roseman when he was on with Spike, Ike, and Jack recounting a very interesting story from years ago.
In 2011, as he came back, you know, there was a game that we played in Miami. And I want to say at the time we were 4-8, and he was inactive. And, you know, him and I had a conversation in Miami, which was basically like, you know, if you're going down, I'm going down too, you know. And you and I are going to be in it together because – if you're not going to be successful, I'm not going to be successful. There's no way I'm going to be able to make it in Philadelphia without you being successful. And we shared a moment, you know, and I guess that would be my story. And I'll never forget being in Miami, me and him eye to eye, and in typical BG fashion, he looked at me with a big smile and said, I got you. You know, I'm not sure I believed it at the moment. I was hopeful. But he did.
He sure did. Look, he really, and here's the deal. We want to hear from you, 215-592-9494, to try your best to sum up the BG thing. So, and he could be listening, guys, because he's going to be in here. He's obviously going to be driving in here in the next, you know, hour or so. He's going to be with us around 9:30. So imagine Brandon's listening, because he very well may be. What would you want to hear him say? What would you want him to hear you say, is what I'm trying to say. What would you want him to hear you say? Here's what I would say. He's like Rocky, but he's actually way better because he's real. Like, that to me, when there is an ethos to Philadelphia, And there's an ethos to Philadelphia sports. There's a type of person that we like and admire the most. And we love very, very talented guys, like the most talented. But we like the worker more. What we like the best is the really, really talented and the really, really hard worker. And when they put it, and that's what Ben Simmons was not. Because Ben Simmons was really, really talented. He was. But he wasn't the worker guy. He wasn't the commitment guy. He wasn't the dig in guy. He wasn't the I'm going to improve guy. Part of why I love Brandon so much, and I want him to hear this if he's listening right now, is I remember when he wasn't very good. We all do. We all remember the calls for Earl Thomas. I mean, obviously, that night when we all thought the Eagles were about, you know, the commissioner was about to say, and with the blank pick, the Eagles pick Earl Thomas. Because remember, guys, this is an important part of the story. The Earl Thomas slash Brandon Graham draft, that draft was 1 year after Doc had left. Can't overstate the importance of that element to this story. So Doc is gone in March of 09. All-time Eagle, so beloved, true Hall of Famer, that whole thing. So then we lived through an 09 football season. Not a bad season. They reached the playoffs. But we could tell the jokers they had back there, it wasn't working out. Whoever they all were, it just wasn't working out. There was such a safety need. And so then there's this draft, and it's like, wow, Earl Thomas. I think it's going to be Earl Thomas. And we're all geeked up and geared up for that, and then it wasn't. And then for like 2 or 3 or 4 years, Earl Thomas is an all-time safety, and Brandon was not.
And the Seahawks was are not. Going and winning Super Bowls
Correct.
And things.
Correct. And Brandon was in the throes of the criticism. And he was legitimately struggling, and by the way, tore his knee 1 year, so he was like seriously hurt. Such a big part of why I cherish the Brandon Graham thing here in Philadelphia is that he overcame that. How many guys, I'll put it this way, 99 out of 100 don't rise from the ashes of that. Not to become the player that had what many consider the most important play in the history of the franchise, win 2 championships, part of an organization that sustained excellence. Yeah, there was 2020. We get that. You're going to have those years from time to time. But let's be real, guys. Eagles have reached the playoffs 7 of the last 8 years. They got to the Super Bowl 3 times with him. They won 2. He ends his career with the most games ever played by an Eagle. He ends his career with the most seasons ever played by an Eagle. I mean, we're talking about a guy who went from the ashes to legend. And it's very similar to Rocky, except it's real. That's, for me, in my heart, the main thing I think of when I think of Brandon Graham, it's like the Rocky story, but it's so much better because it's real. Pay tribute to Brandon today at 215-592-9494. We really want to hear from you. John, what's on your heart when you think of Brandon Graham?
Brandon Graham is the ultimate quintessential Eagle. He is hard work personified. He 15 years of work and smiling while toiling. He made himself a better player. I actually thought these last 2 seasons, he had a renaissance where he played his best football.
He really played great.
And he was the coach on the field. He was the leader that they needed. He was the secret ingredient that somehow got Jalen and AJ over the top.
That was big. You're right.
There was so much that you can look back on and say, okay, that's this team figured out a way to make it work. And I think when you look at it that way, I think it's Brandon Graham and the leaders. I think it's Brandon Graham's ability to facilitate, to be a, I don't know, people person, that social intelligence. How many forms of intelligence are there? There's like 17 or 27 or whatever. His social intelligence is so off the charts. And so many times in football, I mean, that is the least developed aspect of a guy's personality. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. Brandon, somehow, that's a big part of why he's such an anomaly. Brandon is like the kindest, most generous, most authentic person that I can imagine. Like the kind of person that you want to tell your kids, hey, grow up like him.
Yep.
Like do what he does. I want you to become Brandon Graham in the way he treats others.
And I think that's a huge compliment.
I agree, John.
I want my kids to grow up to be like him, the way he treats other people. That I appreciate him so much for that.
It's really well said. And I'll say this, another thing that hits me, and you can weigh in, 215-592-9494. I've always appreciated that he got us. He understood us. Us meaning the Philadelphia sports fan. We're a little zany. We go a little nuts sometimes. We get really, really, really happy when times are good. We get really, really down when times are bad. And he never wagged his finger at us in the downtimes.
And
he,
the thing that's crazy is everyone was so down on him. I mean, on him more than most. How many players have we as a fan base been down on more than Brandon Graham? It's like Ben Simmons.
Very, very few. Very, very few. So the BG story is an amazing one, and you can pay tribute today at 215-592-9494. And when I think of Brandon Graham, I'll say this. I think of him in the middle of all – I'm going to play one piece of audio. All this kind of – like him running out for Super Bowl 59 when we all thought he wasn't going to be able to play again, and you hear this right before it.
From the city of brotherly love!
See him run out of that tunnel? I mean, come on, man. That's special stuff.
Joe, you know, all you need to know about Brandon Graham is we knew weeks before that he was playing in that game.
That he really thought he had a great shot.
Well,
yeah.
Just because, you know, we knew he was going to work really hard, yeah. But there was no, other than the first day when he was a little depressed
about it. Well, for sure,
it,
yeah.
After that, every time he came in here, he had a smile. And I'm thinking, oh, God, that's great, Brandon. And then I started going, you're going to play. It's unbelievable. It's all you need to know about him.
It is so awesome. All right, coming up in a minute, Ray Dittinger, to pay tribute to Brandon Graham. That's up ahead in 1 minute.
If you've spent time building the right roster and earning the fans, then you need the best technology to back it up. Get rid of those flimsy tablets and slow computers and step up to the game changer and point of sale solutions for restaurants and bars, PDQ POS. Imagine a seamless and lightning fast checkout experience for your customers that saves you money by cutting out those costly fees. Their state-of-the-art technology ensures that transactions are swift, secure, and hassle-free. But that's not all. PDQ Signature Systems is not just a POS system. It's a complete business management solution. Keep track of your inventory, easily manage your staff, and use real-time analytics to optimize your sales. Their user-friendly interface makes it simple for anyone to navigate. Join the thousands of companies that have already made the switch and upgrade to PDQ Signature Systems. Whether you have one restaurant or hundreds, PDQ will customize a POS solution for your specific needs. Upgrade to the professional point of sale. Visit PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
Well, Ray Dittinger obviously saw all the games that Brandon Graham played for the Eagles and can give a great context to his immense role in the history of Philadelphia sports, and Ray joins us right now. Ray, good morning, sir.
Morning, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm excited, Ray. I'm really excited. I'm fired up. I'm almost in like a football fired up mode. We don't have a game today, but we got a special day today, Ray. I mean, to honor BG, and he's going to be in studio with us around 9:30 today. I know you know him and know him well. You've seen all the games and all the plays. When I say to you, Brandon Graham, what comes to mind for you, Ray?
Persistence, with a capital P.
Yep.
That's it. I mean, it's a guy who came in, under great scrutiny, didn't get off to a particularly good start, felt the wrath of the city, just 2 years into his career, enormous second guessing and doubt, and rather than, complain about it and sulk about it and let it defeat him, he used it to fuel a great career. And it's not many people that can do that. This, you know, look, we, all of us, Joe, you certainly, I think John has come to be, understand it. Philadelphia is a unique place. And it's, if you're an athlete, it can be a great place. It can be the best home for a professional athlete anywhere. And there are guys who can bear witness to that in every sport that can come into this city. But there are other people whose experience here is totally different. And the way Brandon Graham's career started out, it could have easily gone that way. And it didn't because he didn't allow it to. He took all that and used it to drive him, you know. And I think that, look, I've seen a lot of guys bow out and retire in this city, but I've never seen anyone do it with the grace and the self awareness that Brandon Graham did in that final press conference. I mean, just starting with the fact that he walked into the auditorium and walked around the auditorium and shook hands with every media member who was there. That's how he started. And then when he got up to the podium, when he made his remarks, said, you know, you guys, all of you, you helped me have the career I had because, you know, for 15 years you held me accountable. You know, and he understood that in a way that the vast majority of athletes who pass through here don't. And in addition to the Brady strip sack and in addition to playing in the final Super Bowl and doing what he did, you know, that to me is one of the things that I'll remember about him, because he's, and you just said it, Joe, that he so got Philadelphia.
Yep.
And that was a big part of his story. And there aren't a whole, you know, they could have gone so wrong in so many ways early, but he didn't allow it to. And good for him. I think that's one of the reasons why he's going to be beloved here long, long after he hangs up the jersey.
Ray, I'm so fascinated to hear your assessment of how Brandon improved over his career. You watching him, you know, I wasn't focusing in on Brandon Graham when he first started as an Eagle. You were. I mean, you were taking notes on your legal pad, and you know exactly how he's changed and progressed. How has he changed and progressed through the years? I said earlier, I feel like these last two seasons, it's been like a Brandon Graham renaissance where his play has really elevated. But just how has he improved himself?
Well, I think that he was a great player at Michigan. I mean, he's the only player in the history of that program, and you were part of that program, so you know the history of University of Michigan football.
Pretty big deal.
A very big deal. I mean, he's the only defensive player in the history of that school to be voted the team's MVP twice. And you think of some of the guys that have gone through there. So, I mean, he was a great he wasn't just a good college player. He wasn't just a very good. He was a great college player at a great program. So when he came here, he came here as a pretty decorated player. Now, I know there was a lot of debate and a lot of head scratching about the fact that they chose him over Earl Thomas.
Absolutely.
And look, Earl Thomas was a tremendous player, and he came out at the time when the Eagles were looking for somebody to take Brian Dawkins' place. So to select him would have made perfect sense. But I had no problem with them selecting Brandon Graham. But I think what you're talking about, John, is what really, I think one of the problems that he had, and he, again, to his credit, he never complained about this. But you think about all the coaches he played for. I'm talking about defensive coordinators. I mean, he went Sean McDermott to Juan Castillo to Todd Bowles to Billy Davis to Jim Washburn to Jim Schwartz. I mean, and he went from all sorts of different configurations in that defense from the 4-3 to the 3-4 to playing. They moved him to an outside linebacker. They had him at the defensive end. They put him at linebacker. Then they put him back to defensive end. And I mean, the poor guy's head was spinning.
Sure.
And I think that, and the thing was, he never complained about that. I mean, he never, when there was criticism, and there was criticism, he never blamed anybody. He never blamed the coaches. He never blamed anybody. He never blamed the situation, which he could have, that lack of continuity there. He just always put it on himself. You know, I have to play better. It's ultimately, it's up to me. And when they finally settled into the defense that they wanted to be, and they let him just play defensive end. Then you just saw him. You saw the player that he wanted to be. Because the thing about him that was true. I mean, through and listen, everybody remembers that it ended in glory, and good for him, and good for us. I mean,
right.
That's how it ended. But there were times in there when it did not. And there were some really rough seasons in there, and some seasons of extreme disappointment.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
And he never let that affect his play. I mean, this is a guy who was the definition of he gave you 100% win or lose. And that was true throughout his career. And to think that when you look back on it, that he played more games than anybody who ever wore an Eagles jersey, anybody that ever played for a team that has been playing since 1933 and has had a lot of guys that are in Canton have come through here in that time. And nobody played as many games as Brandon Graham did. And that's a remarkable achievement. And in this era of football, for somebody to come in and play 15 seasons in the NFL, that's rare. Yeah. But to play 15 seasons with one team, I mean, that's beyond rare. And that's one of the reasons why he's going to go down as one of a handful of the most beloved players in the history of the franchise.
Ray Dittinger with us here. No question, Ray. You know, another big part of it, and you touched briefly on it, but let's do a deeper dive. I mean, the play against Brady, it's just an all-timer. That game was hanging in the balance, Ray. Brady at 500 yards. I mean, it really could have. This last one could not have gone the other way. The game was over in the first quarter, certainly by the second. But, Ray, that one was so close. Can you just try to convey your recollection of your reaction to Brandon Graham stripping the ball from Tom Brady?
I thought that, I remember it real well. And I think that when you talk about the history of the franchise, to me, it's one of it's one of how many snaps has this team had since 1933?
You know, hundreds of thousands, right? Yeah.
Millions upon millions. To me, it's one of the two greatest defensive plays in the history of the franchise. The other, I mean, and you can rank them however you choose to, but the only other one that I think compares to it in terms of overall importance is the Bednarik hit on Gifford.
Sure. I thought you were going to say on Taylor, stopping him in the 60 title games. So you're going on Gifford. Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm going on. Well, yeah, and the Taylor tackle too, because that closed out a championship game, which in much the same way that this closed out a championship game. So yeah, they're very comparable. But I'm talking about this is in the whole history of the team one of the two or three greatest defensive plays in the history of the franchise. But what I remember about that play was that on that particular play, and they hadn't touched Brady all day.
Yep.
And you mentioned the fact that he threw for 500 yards. But on that particular play, they moved him from defensive end to defensive tackle, which I thought was interesting, because they hadn't done that all day. But on that particular play, they moved him inside, and they put him opposite a guard named Shaq Mason, who I think it was not an accident. I think what they knew was that Brandon's quickness was going to be a little bit more than they could handle, and if they didn't get a quick double on him, that he had a chance to get right in Brady's face right away, which is exactly what happened. That they had the presence of mind to move him inside on that play to get a little bit of a different look, that maybe this one time we're going to get to Brady, and it's exactly what happened. He got inside on Brady, and he got inside on the block, got in on Brady, and then knocks the ball away, and then Barnett recovers, and of course that's the one that kind of closes the door on it. But I mean, it was I remember Graham during the week. He was very prescient when he said this. During the week, I saw one of his pressers, and he said the key to this game. Somebody asked me what's going to be the key to the game, and Graham almost called it. I mean, he said, I remember his words. He said, "Hey, listen, the key to this game, we just got to keep coming. I remember him saying that. And he said, look, it's not going to be easy. We all know what Tom Brady is. We all know what Tom Brady, how great he is. We all know how great he is in these games. He said, and there's going to be some tough times, and they're going to move the ball, and they're going to score some points, but we can't let that get to us. We got to keep coming. And the key to that whole play was exactly that he just kept coming.
Yeah.
And he found his way to Brady and knocked the ball loose. And yeah, I mean, that's the one that everybody will remember. But don't forget the fact, just the sheer volume of what it took to play 15 years and 206 games, in the NFL and playing in this city. I mean, the respect that everybody has for him now is it's universal. And part of it is what a terrific player he was, but part of it is what John was just saying just a few moments ago, was his personality. And how much he, through all of the difficulty and through all of the hardship early in his career, that he never let it turn him against the town or against the fans or against the situation. That he remained the same upbeat, hey, we'll be fine, guys. You know, and that was characteristic of him right from the beginning, right through the tough times, right through some of the losing, all the way to the end. And then that final press conference that was just utterly brilliant, I thought, and his final statement about, you know, my life has been changed forever by this magical place. I mean, who ever thought to call Philadelphia sports community a magical place? We've called it a lot of things, but I can't remember a single athlete that ever walked out by saying this magical place.
Hey, Ray, certainly,
that was beautiful.
Certainly not Scott Rolen or Ben Simmons.
No, certainly not. Certainly not.
Well, Ray, a great tribute from you to BG today, and I'm sure everyone listening has truly enjoyed it. Ray, we look forward to talking in the coming weeks. There's so many other topics to get into with you about, but just great having you on today to talk about Brandon. Thank you so much, Ray.
Always a pleasure. Take care, guys.
That was
awesome. Thank
you, Ray. You got it. The Diddy, Ray Dittinger. By the way, speaking of that strip sack, that and more will be featured in the next about 10 minutes or so. We're going to play some audio, very notable pieces of audio through the years of Brandon. We'll get to that in the next couple of minutes. Your chance to weigh in on BG today. It's BG Day today here on WIP. It's also BG Live happening later tonight in Phoenixville at the Colonial Theater, a big old event we're going to have for about an hour and a half up on stage, Brandon telling stories through his career. But prior to that, what we're doing today with the show, in addition to your phone calls, relate to all these people that know him that are calling in. That includes Mike Quick at 8:25. That includes Jason Kelce, who's going to join us in studio around 9 o'clock. The owner of the Eagles, Jeffrey Lurie, sometime around 9:15. By the way, Jeffrey Lurie's not been on WIP for 31 years. He was on it when he purchased the team back in 1994. Hasn't been on WIP since. James, you know what that tells me? Jeffrey Lurie really loves Brandon Graham.
Yeah, right? I think that's a good takeaway.
You extrapolated that from
Oh,
that?
Rhea's got the BG jersey on.
There we go.
I like it. So the jersey has made... She forgot to wear it this morning.
Very dumb, but I called my son and he dropped it off.
That's great.
Luckily, he only goes to school 5 minutes from here.
Kelly Green.
That's exactly
which
what
he played a couple games in. And then, so Jeffrey Lurie around 9:15, and then BG himself, the man of the day, the man of the hour, around 9:30 will join us in studio, and certainly you can talk to him. We'll try to get as many calls in as we can. 215-592-9494 for you to pay tribute to BG today. Let's go to Eric. He's calling from Middletown. Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show, as always.
Thanks, Eric.
Ray, you're the man. Just want to tell a big, quick BG story. My son played Little League football. He now plays for CB West, John.
Nice.
Anyway, we used to go to the NovaCare Center and, get to run around, get to walk through the NovaCare. He'd catch some balls. There'd be a couple rookies there, but there'd be a guy there, number 5'5", would always be there, sitting down. The kids could meet Brandon Graham one-on-one, no parents. And for 3 years in a row, my boy sat on Brandon Graham's lap like Santa Claus.
That's great.
And it was amazing. And the third year was the year after the Super Bowl. I said, "What'd you say to him?" And he said, "That's a great strip sack, man."
You know, that Eric, so I've been around BG a pretty good amount. I've never seen him big time anyone. I've never seen him not be kind. I mean, what? Like, as great a player as he was, and he was, I mean, I feel it is totally accurate to say even a better person. And we appreciate that and we admire that. Because you don't always get that. You know that.
He's a giver, not a taker. Yeah.
Wonderful. Hey, Eric, you can win the Metallica tickets. Give me a notable five in honor of number 55 on this BG day.
I guess Ray is my God. I'm going to go Roman Gabriel.
Roman Gabriel. How about that? All right.
There's a name that made people cry here in Philadelphia.
So I was too young. Did you see Roman Gabriel?
I was too young, but my mom, was not.
Yeah, Roman Gabriel. How about that? All right, let's go to Pat right now, giving us a shout. Pat, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Pat. What's going on, Pat?
Hi. I was just honored to have listened to this stuff today. It's just awesome. And we are so lucky to have Jason Kelce and Brandon Graham.
I agree.
It's amazing. Brandon, he's just a man, a true man.
I agree with that. I'll say this, Pat, when I think of guys like Kelce and Fletcher, and Jason and Lane and others, but those four in particular, because they spanned kind of maybe the widest point of time, longest point of time. I mean, John, I think it's fair to say, as great as the early 2000s were in many ways, and they were, and disappointing in some ways, obviously, but a really tremendous collection of players that gave us some really good seasons. This has been more recently the best era of Eagles football.
Sure.
Period. End of story.
Two Super Bowls in 7 years. Right. It's the start of something.
Well, start would be
historical.
Nice if they keep it going. But I mean, they've made the playoffs 7 out of the last 8 years. I mean, name a time that's ever happened. And the answer is it hasn't. There's
Our organization,
never been a time that's happened before.
And just look around the league, man. There are other teams. Yeah, there are some powerhouses, but they got issues. The 49ers are, man,
they got
all
some trouble.
Sorts of problems. Now they're trying to solve Brock Purdy. All these other teams, they've got so much drama with all the big contracts. Howie and Jeffrey, the way that they take care of business, the way that they plan ahead, the way that they've streamlined this whole process, our organization is so much less dramatic than the other ones in terms of signing the big name guys.
That's right.
It almost feels like they predict with just incredible accuracy which guys to sign. Like
at a level that's unprecedented, at a level that these other teams, they don't even try to sign him early like this because they don't have the capacity to get it right. So we really do operate at a completely different level.
Well, it's been a golden era of Eagles football.
Yeah,
I agree. I totally agree with that. Hey, Pat, give me a big answer. You can win Metallica tickets. A notable five.
Our quarterback.
Has already been said. Donovan's already been said. Roman Gabriel's already been said. Give me a different answer.
How about the Fab Five at Michigan?
Fab Five has already been said. Give me, you got one more shot.
Jeez. I can't think of anything off the top.
All right.
I just want to say one thing.
Yes, sir.
I hope all these young guys on our team look back at these guys, like you said, the four of them, because it only could be great if they just go with them.
Well, I agree with you, and Pat, I agree with that, and I'll say this. It's really cool for the Nolan Smiths of the world and all these dudes that they got to play for a year with Jason Kelce or 2 years with Brandon Graham or three, depending on, you know, how old they are. I mean, John, it could be very consequential for Jalen Carter's career.
Totally.
And guys, don't kid yourself. Jalen Carter has a shot to be the best.
Jalen Carter has to stay locked in.
He's got
track, though.
Yeah, he does. He's got a legitimate shot to be the Eagles' best defender since Reggie White. Period. Now that means over Seth. Yes, that means over Doc. I'm not saying he is. I'm saying he's got a shot. It is great that he got to spend 2 years with Brandon Graham, you know, and what that could do for his career.
Yes. And Brandon Graham is as stand up a guy as they come. He is coach on the field. He definitely puts us in a more advantageous position with young guys. And we Jalen Carter, there were issues when he arrived. We have not had issues at any point.
Well aware of both. And
I don't know if it's reasonable to expect that to continue.
Well, let's hope. Let's hope it does.
I hope he's grown up.
Yeah.
But I know that Brandon Graham had a big part.
Well, Brandon embraced the leadership thing.
Yes.
I mean, how many times did he say, James, on our show, he'd say, them young boys.
Oh, yeah.
Them young boys. We know when he says that, he's talking about his teammates that he's friends with, friendly with, but also
he's
mentoring.
Intentional.
Yes.
Those young players,
yep.
He is setting the example. He is showing them exactly how to be a pro.
Yeah, absolutely.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.